You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the
is Lord. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward of the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Praise God. I thank God for what he is doing. A Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Thank God for what God is doing. God is working miracles. God is blessing. Praise God. Amen. I want you to meet us tonight, June 27, 8 p.m. Pastor Alice, amen, Times, praise God, from Fort Port St. Lucie, Florida, will be with us. You don't want to miss tonight. God is going to move. God is going to bless. God is going to deliver. Then on Friday night, praise God, June 28, 8 p.m., Prophet Michael Terry will be speaking on Friday night. Come on out. Let God bless you. Let God bless your life. Then Sunday, June the 29th at 11 a.m., I will be preaching on the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready. Come on out. Amen. Let God bless you at 1500. Amen. Praise the Lord. East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. God has a miracle for you. God has a miracle for you with your name on it. You must come in order to receive it. Praise God. Amen. Today, I'm going to talk from Exodus, the second chapter. Amen. God is doing great things, and God did great things in his days. Amen. Glory to God. God bless Joseph. And Joseph was anointed of God, and God blessed him and used him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even after his brothers did him evil, praise God. Hallelujah. God blessed him, made him the governor, second in command. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To Pharaoh, because Pharaoh had a dream and it interpreted, and God, amen, allowed Pharaoh to choose Joseph to, amen, hallelujah, orchestrate what he had. Praise God, hallelujah. And I want you to know God blessed them. Amen, hallelujah. And caused, because of Joseph, caused Jacob, praise God, hallelujah, to come into the land of Goshen. And God blessed them there in the land of Goshen. Joseph was the leader of the family that caused them to be blessed. God always has a leader that will cause you to be blessed. That you need to follow. You need to do the right thing. You need to be do what God say do. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that, amen, glory to God, God move. Amen. And Joseph passed away, and God had to raise up somebody else. God always raises up a leader so that you can follow. Amen. Glory to God. So that you can be blessed. You need a leader. You need a man of God, a woman of God in your life that will help you, that will keep you blessed, that will cause you to be blessed. Now, I want you to know God is raising up somebody in your family. God is raising up somebody in your life to lead you. You need a preacher. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? How beautiful are the feet of them. Amen. Glory to God that preached the gospel. I want you to know God is great. God is mighty. And he knows what he's doing. And you must get ready to follow God. You have to follow God's ways. You got to follow God's provision for your life. God has provided a way for you to be blessed. God has provided a way for you to be delivered. But you got to get open up your ears. He that have an ear, let them hear. You must learn to be obedient. Hallelujah, glory to God, because if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God has blessings for you with your name on it, but you got to follow. God bless Joseph and his family. Amen. They stayed in the land of Goshen, and God worked miracles and multiplied. There is a land that God will put you in where you will be blessed, but you have to follow his leadership. You got to do what God say do. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to do it God's way, because he knows how to bless you. He knows when to bless you and where to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So wherever God puts you, you stay there and you be blessed and you seek God and you call on God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will bless you. I want you to start reading at Exodus, the second chapter and the first verse, please.
And there went a man of the wife, a daughter of Levi.
And there went a man of the house of Levi. Uh-huh.
And took to wife a daughter of Levi.
To a wife, a daughter of Levi. Praise God. Hallelujah. God was raising up a man, amen, to be a leader. Amen. Glory to God. And this man, hallelujah, glory to God, of the house of Levi, and he took a daughter and married her. Praise God. Read on for me, please.
And the woman conceived.
Woman conceived.
And bear a son.
Bear a son.
And when she saw him.
When she saw him.
That he was a goodly child.
He was a goodly child.
She hid him 3 months.
She hid him 3 months. Praise God. Hallelujah. This was a woman that was seeking God's will. She conceived a son. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there was something in her that, hallelujah, where she know this was going to be a leader. And many times when people, women birth children, they know the difference. Amen. You can feel the difference. You can tell the difference. Praise God. The Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. And let me tell you, this woman had a son that was chosen. She hid him for 3 months. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to hide that child. You got to protect that child. You know God want to use that child. You know that child is anointed. Praise God. Hallelujah. They can't be where everybody else is. They can't do what everybody else do because they are chosen. Read on for me, please.
And when she could not longer hide him.
When she could no longer hide him.
She took him.
She took him.
An ark of burlish.
Ark of burlish.
And daubed it.
Daubed it.
With slime.
With slime.
And with and pitch.
And with pitch.
And put the child therein.
Put the child therein.
And she laid it in the flags.
Laid it in the flags.
By the river's brink.
Oh, by the river's brink. Now she was putting them on the river. Amen. Hallelujah. Things may seem, amen, like it's outrageous, but God knows, amen. And if you follow God's leading, amen. She followed God's leading. God had to put it in her heart. God had to put it in her mind. God had to put it in her spirit. Amen. Put him in this basket. Put him in this ark. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And tell her what to do and leave him on the river. Oh, I tell you, oh, some things seem dangerous. Some things foolish. Amen. Seem foolish. But the Bible said God takes the foolish thing to confound the wise. Oh, you ain't too wise for God. God has simple things that he tell people to do. But I want you to know it will come out to be a blessing. Read on for me, please.
And his sister stood afar off.
Sister stood afar off.
To wit, what would be done to him.
To wit, what would be done. Amen. Now, so, amen, the mother allowed the sister to be there. Amen. To see what was going to happen to her brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God knows what to do. You need to learn how to trust God. Bible says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your pathway. See, when you acknowledge God, God will lead you in the right way. When you acknowledge God, God will bless you. When you acknowledge God, he will open doors for you. He'll show you what to do. He'll tell you what to do. Praise God. It might seem foolish. People be looking, why are you doing that? Why are you doing it like that? Because God told me to do it. Praise God. The Bible says there's a time and a season for all things under the sun. And when God tell you something, it's time for you to move and react on what God tell you to do. Don't you worry, blessing will come out of it. Don't you worry, miracles will come out of it. Don't you worry, deliverance will come out of it if you do what God said do. Read on, please, for me.
And the daughter of Pharaoh.
The daughter of Pharaoh.
Came down to wash herself.
Came down to wash herself.
At the river.
At the river. Now, amen, hallelujah. God is allowing, amen, the daughter of Pharaoh, amen, to come down and wash herself at the river. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a way. Amen. Glory to God. And he know who to send. Amen. To get what you need in your life. So he sent Pharaoh's daughter, the man that orchestrated this. amen, to kill all the child. Kill the babies. Don't let them live, amen, especially if they're a boy baby. Take them away, amen. Kill them, amen. Glory to God. Thank God, amen, for them, amen, praise God, the midwives that didn't do what Pharaoh say. Why? Because they feared God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can we kill these children? Amen. Hallelujah. When we see God in them, how can we kill these children? Amen. Hallelujah. The people, when we see the anointing on their life, the midwives saw it. Amen. And they didn't do what Pharaoh say. They would not kill these children. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for people that see the anointing. Thank God for people that feel the anointing. Thank God for people that have the fear of God in their life. You got to have the fear of God in your life. When you have that fear of God in your life, you will obey. Read on for me, please.
And her maidens walked along by the riverside.
Maidens walked along by the riverside.
And when she saw the ark.
And she saw the ark.
Among the flags.
Among the flags.
She sent her maid to fetch it.
She sent her maid to fetch it. Read on for me.
And when she had opened it.
When she opened it.
She saw the child.
Saw the child.
And behold.
Behold.
The babe wept.
The babe wept.
And she had compassion on him.
She had compassion on him.
And said.
And said.
This is one of the Hebrews' children.
This is one of the Hebrews' children. Praise God. She even knew who he was. Praise God. Hallelujah. The baby was weeping. Praise God. She sent her maid to fetch him, and he was weeping. Amen. She knew. Amen. Hallelujah. That this was a Hebrew child. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, amen, there was a love. God placed a love in her heart for this child. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God mighty? Isn't he great? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible say he sees and he knows and he cares. He cares. God cares when men don't care because they're thinking about themselves and their own life. But God cares. Read on for me, please.
Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter.
Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter.
Shall I go?
Shall I go?
And call to thee a nurse?
Call to thee a nurse?
Of the Hebrew?
The Hebrew.
Women?
Women.
That she may nurse the child for thee?
That she may nurse now the child for thee. Now this little girl was watching her. Amen. Hallelujah. And after she knew that she was a Hebrew child, she said, don't you want me to go? Amen. Hallelujah. And fetch a Hebrew woman. Amen. Glory to God. See, you need the right person to take care of you. Amen. Hallelujah. God has the right person to take care of that anointed one. Amen. Glory to God. They should not be left and taken care of by just anybody. Praise God, because there is no fear of God. There is no love. Amen. Hallelujah. It's got to be somebody that loved the child. Read on for me, please.
And Pharaoh's daughter said.
Pharaoh's daughter said.
To her.
To her.
Go.
Go. Uh-huh.
And the maid went and called the child's mother.
The maid went and called the child's mother. Read on.
And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her.
Pharaoh's daughter said unto her.
Take this child away.
Take the child away.
And nurse it for me.
Nurse it for me.
And I will give thee thy wages.
I will give thee thy wages.
And the woman took the child.
And the woman took the child.
And nursed it.
And nursed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Getting paid to take care of her own child. Oh, God is so great. God is an unusual God, but he's a mighty and a powerful God. And look what God was doing. God was raising up a man of God. God was raising up an anointed vessel. Amen. Even from a babe, God was raising him up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God knows what to do, and he's doing it for his people. You need to get ready. Who are you in God? Amen. Are you anointed? Are you appointed? Amen. Hallelujah. Did God call you? Did he give you what to do? Then you better get ready. Read on for me, please. And the child.
And the child grew.
Grew.
And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter.
She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter.
And he became her son.
He became her son.
And she called his name.
Called his name.
Moses.
Moses. And she said.
And she said.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drew him out of the water.
Because I drew him out of the water. Praise God. Hallelujah. The woman brought the child unto Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. And she, amen, called him her son. And she named him Moses. I drew you out of the water. Oh, hallelujah. You might be drawn out of the water. Amen. Hallelujah. But God will put you on the land and use you in the land. God has miracle for you. Get ready. Get ready for what God is going to do. And God blessed and raised up Moses. Amen. And Moses became a leader. Amen. Hallelujah. God is raising you up to make you a leader. You can be a leader. Hallelujah. But you got to have the compassion. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. God called him out. He was raised up and grew up in the palace. I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, it doesn't matter where you grew up. Amen, hallelujah, because Jesus was born in a stable. Praise God, hallelujah. He wasn't born in a hospital. He wasn't born in a hotel. He was born in a stable. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But he was anointed. Are you anointed today? Are you one that God called out? Are you one to be a leader? God made Moses a leader. Praise God, hallelujah, and God blessed him and raised him up. Praise God. And he realized who he was. He realized he was a Hebrew. He was not from Pharaoh's family, but he was a Hebrew. And he realized that God was raising him up to do his will. God was raising him up, hallelujah, to live for him and to lead his people. Glory to God. God can do it. See, amen, hallelujah. He saw an Egyptian. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Fighting a Hebrew. And he slew him. And when he slew him, praise God, the Bible said, amen, another occasion came up. And when that other occasion came up, amen, hallelujah, the man said, are you going to slay me like you slayed the Egyptian? Praise God, hallelujah. And Pharaoh heard about it. So Moses had to flee for his life. Praise God, hallelujah. And he flee in the wilderness and stayed there. Praise God, hallelujah. See, your life sometimes gets strenuous. Amen, hallelujah. Your life get turned in a different direction. But it doesn't matter how your life turned. It's who's turning it. God was turning his life into another direction. Praise God, hallelujah, because God had to change up some things in order for him, amen, to do God's work. And Moses was out there in the wilderness, and he saw some girls, amen, feeding the flocks. And when he saw them feeding the flocks, he was helping them. Praise God, hallelujah. And they told their father about him. When their father asked, who helped you? They said, a man. Amen, hallelujah, an Egyptian man. He helped us. He said, why don't you bring him here? And they brought Moses in. And God blessed Moses. Praise God, hallelujah. And the man allowed Moses to marry his daughter. God has a plan for your life. Yes. God has a way. Amen, that he is raising you up to do his will. And the Bible said, amen, God blessed Moses. Hallelujah. And he was there in the wilderness. Hallelujah. He saw a bush that was burning. Praise God. And not with hallelujah. Nowhere it was, hallelujah, could be burnt. Amen. Fire there. And the bush was not consumed. Fire just coming coming out of it. And he knew that it was the Spirit of God. He knew that it was the power of God. I want you to know God is in the burning bush, and your burning bush is not consumed, because God want to show you something. God want to talk to you. You need to say, speak, Lord. Thy servant heareth thee. God, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me how you want me to do it. God will let you know what to do. He said, Moses, pull off your shoes, for the ground you standing on is holy ground. Yes, God will talk with you. God wants you to know who he is. And God wants you to know, this is me, I'm doing it. Praise God, I'm calling you out. I'm raising you up. Hallelujah, to do a work for me. Are you ready now to do God's work? Are you ready now to do God's will? He is calling you out. Moses said, oh God, I recognize who you are. Moses was slain out under the power of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God said, I'm sending you back to the land of Egypt, because I want you to go and deliver my people. Hallelujah, glory to God. Moses began to say, I'm not ready, praise God, because I can't speak. Hallelujah. But God don't care about your speech. If he's raising you up, you got to do his will. And Moses said, when I get there, who will I tell them have sent me? And God said, tell them I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to have the I am with you. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the light. I'm the leader. I'm your deliverance. I'm the one that can bless you and bring you out. Tell him that I am sent you. I want you to know that I am is sending you today. And you need to get ready to go forth and do his will. But you got to accept the leader that God has raised up to be in your life. You need a leader. You need a man of God. You need a woman of God in your life. You need to come to him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You need to come and call on him. Call on the Lord, because he will hear your cry and he will deliver you. He'll bring you out, but you gotta come to him and confess your fault, and God will deliver you. God can deliver. You need to be saved today. You need to give your heart to God. You need to clean up your life. Come on today. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Hallelujah. Confess your fault. Say, God, I know I done wrong. Forgive me of my sins and blot out my transgression. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for my sin. Rose that I may have life. Hallelujah. And you accept him in your life. Say, God, have mercy on me. I love you. And I want to be saved. I want to be set free. And when you pray that prayer, believe God. God will deliver you. He'll set you free. I'm going to ask Pastor Monica, who's here with me today, to come and pray for you that are lost and want to be found. Then also she's going to come and pray the prayer of faith for those of you that's sick in your body, so that you can claim your healing and walk in it and continue to praise God for it. God bless you, Pastor Monica.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, right now, oh God, we come, oh God, as your servants, oh God, on behalf of those, oh God, that are seeking you at this time, oh God.
Yes,
we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will meet them right where they are, oh God, and grab hold to their hand, oh God, and offer your extend your salvation unto them, oh God. Mind, body, and spirit, oh God, converted, oh God, unto you, oh God. For we understand and know that it was you that drew them in the first place, oh God. The preached word, oh God, but it was you that drew the heart, oh God.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, oh God, we ask, oh God, on behalf of them, oh God, forgive them of their sins,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
For at this
Do
time
it,
it's their act that's showing the confession, oh God, and the faith of believing, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you deliver them, oh God, and deliver them, oh God, unto a leader, oh God,
Hallelujah.
To lead them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
as they move
Lord.
Forward in their walk, oh God.
Yes,
we ask,
Lord.
Oh God, that you heal, oh God,
Thank
those
Jesus.
That are sick at this time, oh God.
Oh, right
Look
now.
Down on the mind, body, and spirit, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you touch it, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you change it, oh God, and restore it, oh God,
yes,
back to its
Lord.
Original state, oh God. And we give you the praise, oh God. We give you the glory
yes,
right now.
Lord.
It
yes,
is in your
Lord.
Son Jesus' name that we pray, oh God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now you begin to praise God. You begin to rejoice in God. You begin to, hallelujah,
yes.
know that you have the victory. God has given you victory because, hallelujah, there's victory in prayer. There's deliverance in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is delivering you out of your state. God is setting you free. Amen. Begin to praise God. Begin to lift him up. Begin to rejoice in him. And find your church where you can get into there because you need to be taught. You need to be trained. Amen. You need to know about God. You need to learn about God. Get your Bible and read your Bible every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. And pray every day. Seek the Lord. Bible says, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous man their thoughts. And when you do that, come on to God and let God bring you out. He want to bring you out. He want to set you free. Now, Bible declare, whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. Why don't you just go ahead and praise him? Why don't you just go ahead and thank him? Let this be a
thank
day
you.
Of thanksgiving. Don't wait until they set a day, a holiday of thanksgiving. You can thank him now for the Bible declare, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Rejoice in him. And that's what you need to do. You need to praise him and rejoice in him because now he is the God of your salvation and he will bring you out. He will deliver you. It's deliverance time. It's time for you to be set free. It's time for you to look up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And believe God. He got miracles and signs and wonder with your name on. God can put you in the land of Goshen. God can put you where the blessings is. God can put you where the miracles is. Hallelujah. Because he's a miracle working God. And he wants you to have a miracle in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't he mighty? Yes, this is miracle. Hallelujah. Blessing and healing broadcast. And you need to, amen, hallelujah, continue to listen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of my supporters that have supported me. Continue, amen, to support this ministry because you will be blessed through supporting this ministry. And then come on out tonight, June the 27th, 8 p.m., Pastor Alice Times. Amen. From Port St. Lucie will be with us. Come on out tonight. Let God bless you. And then on Friday night, June 28th, 8 p.m., Prophet Michael Terry will be preaching and speaking on the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you don't want to miss these services. Come on out. Then Sunday, June, amen, the 29th at 11 a.m. Oh, I'm telling you, you better get there. Amen. God has a miracle for you with your name on it, but you can't stagger around. You can't play around. You got to get there to get your miracle. God is moving. God is working miracles. Amen. God is working signs and wonder. And if you come out, you will be blessed. If you come out, you receive the power of God. 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Miracle Deliverance, Healing Revival Center. Yes, that's Miracle Deliverance, Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Come on. Come on and get your blessing. Come on and let God pour out his anointing on you. Come out and let God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are working together to win more souls for God. And you can come and get your miracle. You can come and get your healing. You can come and get your deliverance. You can come and get your blessing. God has it for you. But you got to get up. You got to get up from there. And you got to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said, come unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to break in on you. He's not going to make you get it. Amen. But you got to say in your heart, I want it. And if you want it, you got to come. come and get it to receive it. God bless you. Amen. This is Pastor Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. God bless you. I love you. God is with me, so I keep it.